Every morning at 4 o'clock a.m., James Ham would rise out of bed and give thanks to God. In a world where prayer seems to be unthought of at any hour of the day, James Ham knew from childhood on what it meant to hold the keys of heaven when being faithful in daily thanksgiving to God. James enjoyed the outdoors, and he loved to fish along the dock of the bay at his favorite spot that he named Ho. Now Ho cleverly stood for heaven on earth. One day, while down at Ho, something unexpected started happening. It was a long, hot day, and no fish were being caught. Tempers began heating up all over the dock. Throughout this long and fruitless day, James kept giving praise to God. Now the people also fishing nearby could hear James giving praise to God, and were becoming very upset with him. They started thinking he was the reason that no one caught any fish. They began to ridicule James. One dad, fishing with his two sons, started in first. "Hey, mister." "Yeah, you. Stop that babbling. You're scaring all the fish away." The two boys followed suit. "Yeah, mister. Why don't you grow up and act your age?" "Yeah, stop hooting like an owl. And be quiet," said the other boy. The dad started laughing. "Hooting like an owl. That's a good one, son." Others started in with ridicules. Before James knew what was going on, it seemed like the whole world was attacking him. As all this was happening, a voice spoke to James' heart. "Call out the word, jump." James obeyed. "Jump!" James shouted. Immediately a fish jumps out of the water and lands in front of James. Now because everyone's attention was focused on James, they couldn't help notice what was happening. The people around began to change their attitude and started to wonder about James. "How did he do that? Did you see what he did? Who is this guy?" The dad and his two boys were stunned and couldn't say anything for a short time. They just looked at the fish and then at James, bewildered about the whole event. James definitely had everyone's attention. The voice once again said to James, "Call out the word jump." James obeyed. "Jump!" shouted James. Again, a big fish jumps out of the water and lands in front of James. This happening twice and on command really got the attention of everyone. Now the people began to walk over to James. Excuse me, I couldn't help notice, you have an unusual way of fishing. How do you do that?" "I don't, God does," James boldly told the man. The man looked at James with a puzzled look. "I don't understand," said the man. James looked at the man and saw that he really wanted to know. "It's simple. Always put God first in your life, and He will provide for you." As they talked, a small group gathered around them, trying to listen to what was being said. "I still don't understand," said the man. "It's like this. Believe in God and His Word, and all things are possible with God, if only you believe and have faith," said James. "So you are telling me that there really is a God, and we're to believe and have faith in Him?" the man questioned. "Yes, it is simple as that," answered James. As the crowd looked on, James picked up the two fish and started to walk on home. The man stopped James. "Excuse me, mind if I walk along and talk more about this God of yours? Come on, you can join me for dinner. God knew you'd be hungry, not only in body, but also in spirit. Tonight, God will begin a new way of life for you," James said, joyfully knowing good things happen to those who really believe in and love God as their Father in heaven. So the man went with James, and while James cooked a wonderful fish dinner, he had a chance to explain to the man how to become a child of God. The man responded to James witnessing to him, and he became a new person that very night.
What am I without His love in me? Who am I to judge the things I see? Oh Lord, not me. Help me see. Oh Lord, not me. Help me believe. There's nothing you can't do. Lord, help me be just like you. Yes, just like you. say that no one cares for me. No pity parties, no crying, woe is me. Oh Lord, not me. Help me see. Oh Lord, not me. Help me believe. There's nothing you can't do. Lord, help me be just like you. Yes, just like you. Lord, help me be.